听力课堂，听 class.com。Friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Rachel.
Hi, everyone. My name is Steve. Merry Christmas. It is the Christmas season, and we have a wonderful Christmas article for you. In these next 3 days, we'll be going to Germany, and we'll learn about a lot of German traditions that actually have spread to the United States and other parts of the world.
That's right, Steve. Germany is a wonderful place to be at Christmas time. These people really get in the spirit of Christmas, and we're going to tell you about a few festivals you can visit and some other wonderful things you can see if you ever are in Germany.
That's right. Let's get into the article. We're on page 20 in our magazine. Join us now for the reading, Christmas Wonder in Germany.
Christmas Wonder in Germany. For a real taste of European holiday traditions, don't miss out on Germany's many Christmas markets. From Advent concerts in the south to fairy tale festivals in the west, Christmas Wonder fills Germany in December. The country's Christmas markets, by far, draw the biggest crowds, attracting millions of people each year. From Christmas music to holiday treats and regional handicrafts, there's something to please everyone. The markets date back several centuries and historically have offered seasonal goods from local merchants. Visitors today can still find traditional items in the same authentic settings. Northern Markets, Emden. The country boasts over 2,500 markets, with each one offering its own unique regional flavor. In northern Germany's city of Emden, for instance, the market is held on a giant pontoon out in the harbor. To the delight of children and adults alike, Santa Claus arrives by boat. Wilhelmshaven. Located on the northwestern coast, Wilhelmshaven also has a water theme and holds its market on the beach. Christmas lights, trees, and other seasonal decorations are set up among fishing nets, boats, and beach chairs. Few other Christmas markets can boast the atmosphere that makes the Wilhelmshaven and Emden markets so unique.
Well, we are going to learn a lot about Christmas in Germany over the next few days, and we have a lot of great information to share with you. And let's start, first of all, by looking at our deck. Our author says that for a real taste of European holiday traditions, don't miss out on Germany's many Christmas markets. So if you really want a taste of Christmas fun, you need to head to a country like Germany.
Rachel, I really like what she says here. The key word to this sentence is real, because there are a lot of things around the world now that claim to be Christmas-like or have traditions in Christmas, but this is really where a lot of it started. This is the authentic Christmas. And as I said before, a lot of these traditions, a lot of the things you'll see in these articles actually went from Europe and transferred to North America and other parts of the world. So this is the authentic Christmas.
That is exactly right. Well, let's get right into our lesson. We see here in our first line that from Advent concerts in the South to fairy tale festivals in the West, Christmas wonder fills Germany in December. So December is a very special month in Germany, and you will find a lot of Christmas wonder and Christmas spirit and a lot of markets and concerts and all sorts of things during that month.
Right. No matter where you go in Germany, north, south, east, west, you're going to find some Christmas wonder. Okay, let's take a look at that word Advent for a moment there in line one. Advent is the 4 weeks before Christmas. It's on the Christian calendar, and it's a time where the Christians prepare themselves for Christmas Day, that is, the coming of Christ to earth. And they do that through fasting, praying, and meditation.
That's right. And often there are concerts and other things you can go to prepare yourself for Christmas. And so here in our text, we see that there are plenty of Advent concerts in the south, in southern Germany, as well as I'm sure in the north, but maybe there's many more down south, to fairy tale festivals in the west. So if you are into festivals that make you feel like you're part of a fairy tale, well, then you can head to western Germany.
Okay, so there's a lot to do, a lot to see during Christmas in Germany, but our author wants to highlight something special, the country's Christmas markets. They are, by far, the biggest crowd pleasers. They attract millions of people each year.
Okay, so these markets are very well known, and people will flock to Germany just to shop at these different markets. Now, Steve, you just mentioned the word or the phrase, by far. And we use this when we want to show that something is outstanding. And so if we use this in a sentence like, she is by far the smartest student in the class, it means that she is definitely, by a wide margin, the smartest one. Nobody else is as smart as she is.
Good point. So, in Germany, there are a lot of things that attract people at Christmas time, like fairy tale festivals and concerts, but by far, it is the Christmas markets all around Germany that attract the most people.
Exactly. So you can see music and you can buy holiday treats or regional handicrafts. There are so many things to see and to do. As our author says, there's something to please everyone. Now, we've seen that word handicraft before, and that's just another way to say that it's a craft or something that you make yourself or by hand. So a lot of these people are very crafty, we might say, and they create beautiful things by hand.
And a few words before that is the word treats, and I want to highlight that because I love holiday treats. Treats are something you don't get all the time. They're very delicious. They're kind of a snack, a good food that maybe is special because of a holiday.
Right. And I'm sure there are very unique treats in Germany, things that maybe only come out around Christmas time. So there's much to see, do, and eat. Well, let's move on to line 9 right now, where we read that the markets date back several centuries and historically have offered seasonal goods from local merchants. So we're getting a bit of the history here. These markets, Steve, are hundreds of years old.
They're very old. They're very old, hundreds of years old. So Germany and the Germans are very, very accustomed to this. This kind of thing has been part of their Christmas tradition for hundreds of years. They're used to it. They expect it, and they love it. And as you said, Rachel, I bet there are a lot of people from outside of Germany who love to go into Germany during Christmas and enjoy this festive atmosphere.
Definitely. So as we say again here, they historically have offered seasonal goods from local merchants. Now, a seasonal good is something that is only available at a certain time of the year, at a certain season of the year. So many times at Christmas time, you can find different seasonal goods that you need to buy then, or you will miss it by the time January comes around.
That's right. You have to get it at that time. Other things that are seasonal that I think of are fruits and vegetables, or maybe some kind of seafood that you can only get at a certain time of year. Those would be seasonal items. Well, visitors today can still find traditional items in the same authentic setting. So it'd be really cool, almost like you're going back in time in Germany when you visit these markets. They're very authentic, and they're selling these seasonal goods, maybe the same kinds of things you'd get few hundred years ago.
That's right. That's part of the appeal, I think, because I can imagine a grandmother taking her grandchildren and saying, these are the little treats I used to have as a child. It's the same stuff in the same authentic settings. Now, setting is one of our vocabulary words, and a setting is just the place or the environmentwhere something is, right, Steve?
Right, or where something happens. Another word we might choose to say the same thing is surroundings. Surroundings would be a good synonym. Well, we want to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of our lesson. Please stay with us.
Welcome back, friends. If you've just joined us, we're on page 20 and in line 13, and we've been learning about some of the festivals in Germany. Now, Germany is a wonderful place to go at Christmas time. There's so much to see and do and buy and eat, and we're going to head right now to a place called Emden, where you can find a lot of great markets.
Right. German Christmas markets are a huge draw. Love, love, love them. Lots of people go to visit these. We're going to go and start in the north, as Rachel said, two northern markets. The first one is in Emden, and let's learn about this one first. The text says the country boasts over 2,500 markets, with each one offering its own unique regional flavor. So every market you go to in Germany will have something a little different about it.
That's right, Stephen. I'm just amazed at that number, 2,500 markets. That is a lot of different markets. And by the way, there's a great map in your magazine on page 20 if you'd like to find where some of these places are that we'll be talking about in the next few days. So we are up north, and we're talking about some northern markets in Emden. And in this northern German city, the market is held on a giant pontoon out in the harbor. Wow! Now, I grew up on a lake in the summertime, Steve, and I rode a lot of pontoon boats, which we'll talk about in a minute, but none of them were big enough to hold a market.
Wow, they must be huge. Now, let's look at that word pontoon. What is a pontoon? Well, it's one of several metal containers. It could be made of something else, but often they're made of metal, and they could be boats, in fact, but they're usually tied together, and a bridge then is built or temporarily placed on top of the pontoon. So it's kind of like a floating barge, okay? And depending how big it is, you could have a market on it.
Right. So I often think of a pontoon boat, like a smaller boat that you can take people out on, a flat-bottom boat. But here, we're talking about something much, much bigger. But it is floating in the water, right? So this is pretty interesting. You can go to the harbor and do a little bit of shopping on this giant pontoon.
Okay, the author goes on to say, to the delight of children and adults alike, Santa Claus arrives by boat. Now, usually when I think of Santa Claus, or when I did as a child, I think of him arriving in a sleigh from the sky with reindeer pulling the sleigh, right? Well, that's not the case here in Emden.
No, it's not. Santa Claus here arrives by boat. That's very creative, I think, and I'm sure it causes a lot of joy with these children. The word that our author used is delight. Delight is a great word, and here we're using it as a noun. It is something you feel. It is joy, and it is pleasure. And also, I believe we can use it as a verb. You can delight in something. So it is a great word to learn.
That's right, Rachel. Well, Emden is unique in that Santa Claus comes by boat, and the market is on a pontoon or giant pontoons. Wilhelmshaven, our next location, is not too far from Emden, and it shares Emden's uniqueness in that the Christmas holiday and the Christmas market is surrounded by water, and that's one thing that makes the market unique there as well. It's on the beach, I think.
Wow, it's on the beach. Whenever I think of Christmas, I just think of cold weather and snow, but obviously some people enjoy celebrating Christmas with outside, with sports themes and water themes and jet skis and boats. So let's go to Wilhelmshaven, if I'm saying that correctly, and we learn that it is located on the northwestern coast. So it also has a water theme, and it holds its market on the beach, like Steve just said.
Okay, so these are two unique places. Very, very special, very different from the other Christmas markets in other parts of Germany. In Wilhelmshaven, Christmas lights, trees, and other seasonal decorations are set up among fishing nets, boats, and beach chairs. How unusual. And I know, Rachel, in this part of Germany, at this time of year, it must be very, very cold.
That's what I was thinking, because when I looked at the map, I know that they get cold weather and they get snow. So obviously, being on the beach doesn't mean you're in your bathing suit. It just means you're outside and enjoying the different activities, but it's still pretty cold. So make sure you take a nice warm coat if you go there. Don't go in your bathing suit. So what else will you see? Well, you'll see lots of decorations. Decoration is one of our vocabulary words, and decorations are something you use to decorate or beautify something, something that you use to make a place beautiful.
Right. It's something pretty that you make or that you use in order to make something else more attractive. And they use these decorations on the beach to make it more attractive. Well, few other Christmas markets can boast the atmosphere that makes the Wilhelmshaven and Emden markets so unique. And I think that's certainly true. Remember, the theme to these two Christmas markets is water and beach and ocean.
That's right. So the atmosphere is very fun and it's lively and it's, again, quite different from what you'd find maybe in even in other cities in Germany. So we hope that you have been inspired by this, maybe to get online and check it out a little further or to even go to Germany sometime during Christmas time. Let's watch a great video right now taken in the marketplace, and we hope that you will enjoy this as well.
Christmas, the celebration of joy and splendor. Big and small gather together to enjoy the prettiest celebration of the year. Dive into the romantic flair of German Christmas markets.
Das Christkind lädt zu seiner Magde ein. Und wer da kommt, der soll willkommen sein.
Experience the age-old art of fire performing and listen to the fairy tales being retold in the most visual of ways. Many years of Christmas markets have created long-lasting traditions. Beautiful hand-carved figures bring the Christmas story alive.
By far, Dr. Chun is by far the best teacher at the university. Setting. A beach setting is a perfect place for our wedding ceremony. Delight. To the delight of her parents, Teresa made a surprise visit home from college yesterday. Decoration. Every year on December 1st, Patsy puts up her Christmas decorations.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. And we have Linda with us in the chat room today.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ken. It's nice to be here. So, Ken, I guess we have a few things we want to chat about today.
You know what? That's exactly what I want to talk about.
About what? I only said one sentence.
Well, there was a sentence that sometimes confuses me.
Really? What was confusing?
Well, you said we have a few things to talk about. What is the difference between a few things and few things?
Oh, good question. Well, let's start with an example. If you and I are invited to a party, and not many people go to the party, just several people, because, you know, it's a very busy weekend with a lot going on. So if I want to emphasize that not many people went, then I would say few people went to the party.
So it's kind of negative.
Exactly. But if we want to be positive, we can say a few people went to the party. That's a positive idea. And if you want to say even more people were there, we can say quite a few people went to the party.
Few 跟 a few 我们可以来做一个区分。若是光讲 few 表示很少的不多的，这是一个否定的用法。比如说 he has few friends, 他的朋友寥寥无几。加一个冠词 a few 是肯定的用法。A few 表示一些的。He has a few friends, 他有一些朋友。若是要强调有不少的，前面可以再加一个 quite. He has quite a few friends, 他有蛮多的朋友。And what if we want to emphasize not many people went? Can we say very few people went to the party?
Yes, we can. And then we're emphasizing the negative.
I see. 若是要强调非常的少，可以讲 very few.He has very few friends.
And we know that more than a few people want to watch Michelle, so let's go to language tips right now.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 by far 这个成语。By far 是指显然地，常常和形容词或者是副词的比较级或最高级一起来使用，当副词片语使用。例如 ,Jack is by far the best salesperson we've ever had. Jack 显然是我们到目前为止最厉害的业务员。或者是 ,Sherry is by far the smartest girl in the class.Sherry 很明显的是在班上最聪明的一个孩子。接下来我们看的是 setting 这个名词。setting 在这里是指环境或背景。例如 ,children learn better in a comfortable setting. 孩童在舒适的环境下学习得更好。或者是 ,the cottage is in a beautiful country setting. 这座木屋位于美丽的乡间。setting 也指戏剧或故事的时空背景。例如 ,the setting of the story was in England. 这个故事的背景是在英国。最后我们看的是 delight 这个名词。delight 是指欢喜、高兴或者是愉快。例如 ,my sister's little girl is such a delight. 我姐姐的小女儿真的好可爱哦。课文中提到的 ,to someone's delight 是指让某人很开心的。后面会加另外一个子句说明是什么事情让人开心。例如 ,to my father's delight, I got my bachelor's degree last summer. 我去年夏天拿到了学士学位，让父亲非常的开心。And listening to us every day is probably by far the best way of learning English. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, friends, here is a review question for you. If you travel to Emden, Germany, you can visit a market on a giant road.What? A. Airplane. B. Spacecraft. C. Pontoon. Or D. Beach.
Well, Steve, there are things on the beaches, but it's letter C, a pontoon. You can go to a market on a pontoon. Okay, question number two. What kind of decorations might you find at Wilhelmshaven's market? Is it A. Beach chairs. B. Balloons. C. Bicycles. Or D. Basketball hoops.Now, Steve, do you remember?
Well, I remember that there was like a beach theme there, so I think the answer is A, beach chairs. Friends, we're out of time today, but we have more information, more of this lesson tomorrow. We hope you join us for it then.
Now, let's listen to today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
Unsolved mystery. I wonder what's going on in your heart. What's going on in your mind?Ever think about me? Do you ever take the time during each day? Are you longing for my comforting ways? Do you ever think about me like I think about you? Do you?
Unsolved mystery. It's a mystery. Unsolved. song. Victory, it's a mystery. Unsolved.
Are you thinking about me? Am I ever on your mind?
On
before
your mind.
You go to sleep,
sleep
at night.
At night.
Do you ever wake up
wake
wanting
up.
To talk to me? It's an unsolved mystery.
Unsolved mystery. It's a mystery. Unsolved. Unsolved mystery. It's a mystery. Unsolved.
I wonder what's going on in your heart. What's going on in your mind? Do you ever think about me?
Do you
ever take the time? During each day,
are you longing for my comforting ways?
Do you ever think about me like I think about you?
Do you?
Am I an unsolved mystery?
Black Pearl, studio classroom. Bye-bye, friends.